Well, good Tuesday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice Program here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, also streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. And I'm your host this morning, Colin Worthington. It is 8:30, a beautiful Tuesday. Could see temps in the 70s this week before rain is back in our forecast for Friday. On this morning's program, we're speaking with a couple of representatives from West Georgia Technical College. We've got Kimberly Fisher and Hannah Lyons. They're both admissions counselors and going to be talking a whole lot about WGTC, including a virtual event, a couple of virtual events, actually, that are going on beginning in March. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I hope you're doing well as well. And I appreciate you joining us this morning to talk about the virtual event and then pretty much just hype up WGTC, talk about a lot of programs and things that are going on. So again, thank you for joining
us. Thanks for having
us. Absolutely. Appreciate our listeners this morning at 8:31. First of all, let's start off with those virtual open houses. There was a virtual open house in March and then a senior night. Tell about those, first of all.
Yeah, definitely. We have a virtual open house that'll start from March 1st through April 18th. And at that event, we will waive the $25 application fee. We will also have a virtual senior night on March 24th at 5 p.m. and also on April 28th. We will waive the application fee there as well. And then finally, we have a virtual parent night, like an informational session, on April 21st at 6 p.m. And all of these events will be posted on our social media and website for registration.
And this is the season. This is the season where you're getting those the final push in to encourage people to consider WGTC. If they're going through admissions now, is there any chance they can attend during the summer, or is this more focused on the fall?
It's both summer and fall.
Is it okay? Well, good. Well, tell us about it. If I'm asking about WGTC, perhaps I'm looking for a school. Why would I choose West Georgia Technical College over maybe a college or another technical school?
Yeah. So, good question. So, here at West Georgia Technical College, we have actually over 120 different programs of study, and these range from certificates to diplomas to associate degrees, just kind of depending on what the student is looking for. As far as those programs go, we have a wide variety. So we have traditional trade and technical programs as well as advanced medical programs. So a little bit about the trade and technical programs, just to name a few. We have welding, air conditioning, diesel, machining, industrial systems, stuff like that. And then as far as like the advanced medical care, which is a popular one, we have the registered nursing program. We have the practical nursing, radiology, dental hygiene, medical assistant, stuff like that. And then we also, for those who are interested in like computers and everything like that, we also have cybersecurity and a lot of IT programs in networking and business. And then we also have some associate degree programs that actually have articulation agreements that transfer to most university in Georgia, such as like business or psychology, sociology, economics, stuff like that.
For those articulation process, why would I start off at one school and want to take my my grades and my efforts to another school? What situation would I be in for that to happen?
Yeah, so basically our tuition rate is super low. So that's always a good thing, for especially when students are thinking, how can I afford college? Our tuition rate is only $100 per credit hour for in-state residents and about only $321 a fees per semester. So those students can come here and live potentially at home and not have to reside on campus, which costs more, and get those core classes out of the way and then transfer that four-year university. That way they can get that out of the way and then go in as a junior or even senior and pay half the cost. And also on the note of a university, our student to faculty ratio is 16-1. So that's going to give especially new students the smaller class sizes and that individual attention of the instructor to build rapport in those interpersonal relations.
Kimberly Fisher and Hannah Lyons are admissions counselors with West Georgia Technical College on the Community Voice program this morning. Time right now is 8:35. You'd mentioned some of the programs that are being offered through WGTC. I'm guessing nursing in the medical field, does that continue to be one of the more popular ones, or is there still a need out there? Because I remember talking about it maybe 2 years ago, and maybe even more recent, that nurses, shortage of nurses in the state.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are our popular programs as well. Most of our healthcare fields are competitive selection. So just keep in mind, you would have to compete to get into these programs. But
we have a lot of students that come in, and especially the ones we talk with that do want to do the nursing, and especially during this pandemic time that we're in right now, they see it as job security, which is great. But a lot of students want to do those medical programs that we offer. Those programs, they're not offered on every campus. They're only offered, speaking of RN and LPN, those are only at the Murphy, the LaGrange, and the Coweta campus currently. So we like to tell students kind of how competitive and how many students compete each time for the deadline. So they are very highly sought after even today.
Yeah. How about the welding? Even trucking. I think trucking used to be one of your more popular ones. I wonder is that still a real busy class?
Yes, those are very popular programs as well, and a very great career path. And you can get certified within a couple of months or even up to a year and a half with a diploma level.
There's something romantic about thinking about being a trucker. I mean, I remember seeing the commercials, growing up in the 80s, and those commercials didn't do much. They were for classes, for going to those schools to take the trucking courses. But now as an older man, it just seems something romantic about being on the highway. And I mean, I'm sure it's a lot of hard work. You got to stop, you got to empty and load and things like that, and you're meeting these deadlines. But definitely something attractive about being able to just be on the highway and drive.
Yeah, absolutely. Hard work for that program as well. But it's a good career path for sure.
Yeah. How about the ages of students are we seeing? Is that changing at all? Are you seeing, the majority of your students coming in at 17, 18? Are we seeing more adults, go back and want to change their career or just finally have that time in their life? Maybe they've got their kids through school and things too. What typical ages we're seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a wide variety of ages. So that's the good thing about West Georgia Tech, that we offer, an 18-year-old fresh out of high school, and then, a 64-year-old person, just wanting to come back and, either get started on something else or just, try a program. So we have that offered, and you'll see all sorts of types of students on our campuses. So we're very diverse in that sense.
Before we take our first break, we'll talk about tuition real quick. You did mention that $100 per credit hour. Mm-hmm. Was it $320 per semester? How about financial aid? Not everybody will be, if you're changing a career, if you're, maybe just starting out, you may not be able to afford it. How easy is it to get financial aid?
Yeah, so you apply for your financial aid through fafsa.ed.gov. Mm-hmm. So it really just depends on your eligibility of what kind of aid you will be receiving and also the program that you're pursuing. But just a range we offer is HOPE Grant, HOPE Scholarship, HOPE Career Grant, Pell Grant, and student loans, and also local scholarships as well to help offset that tuition cost.
How about the HOPE Grant? What are the qualifications for that? And in the process of getting the HOPE Grant, I'm assuming that just because I've got good grades, that it's not going to magically come to me. There's going to be a process to go through.
Yeah, so you'll just apply through that website, fafsa.ed.gov, to inquire all your eligibility.
And then at that point, you can
contact your financial aid office, and they'll be able to go over everything with you and check on your eligibility and see what you're qualified for.
Now, WGTC is hosting a virtual open house from March the 1st through April the 18th. You guys are going to waive the $25 application fee. Now, is this the virtual open house? Are you doing this because of COVID? Is this not something that was there previous?
Right. Yeah. Generally, we do the open houses on campus, and it's a fun event. We have light refreshments and giveaways. But because of COVID, we're not able to host them because sometimes they would get up to a good bit of people on campus. So we're just trying to play it safe. But this still gives the opportunity for prospective students to get information and get that fee waived that way that they can come. Because sometimes we don't think about it. $25 may be a lot to some people, and we don't want that to jeopardize them further in their education. So we just thought a virtual event just for everybody's sake. state to be safe and healthy was a good idea.
Will you be, did you do a virtual event last year as well then? Did you do a virtual event last year?
We did. Yes, sir.
Was it successful? Was it a good, virtual turnout, I guess?
It really was successful. I can't remember the exact number, but we got a couple hundred applicants on that. So
yeah, and because it's virtual, you know, it's pretty flexible for people's schedule to, you know, tune in through the WebEx or even just call in. So it was really easy for everybody's schedule to do that. So it was really a good turnout and a success each time we've done it.
Could that be something you'd keep anyway? You know, hopefully next year we're a lot more comfortable about this and we're clear of the concerns over COVID anyway. Would this be something you guys would keep in the future, the virtual option?
You know, I'm not really sure. It's a possibility. However, I really do enjoy that interpersonal relation, getting to know those prospective students, because sometimes, you know, you can only say so much, especially over like Zoom or the virtual events. And then I just like being that one-on-one with the student there to ask questions, because sometimes, you know, we don't like to ask questions out in the open. We like to have that one-on-one. So it's a possibility that we still continue to have them, but hopefully we can get them back on campus soon.
Sticking with virtual, are there virtual classes being offered at WGTC? Or, you know, I think a lot of these things are probably hands-on.
Yeah, a lot of our classes that can be online are online right now, until I'm not sure, you know, when, of course, but a lot of those hands-on type programs, you know, they have to just be safe and do those in person right now.
Okay, time right now is 8:42. We're speaking with Kimberly Fisher and Hannah Lyons. They're admissions counselors with West Georgia Technical College. They'll be hosting a virtual open house from March the 1st through April the 18th. I believe the website is at wgtc.edu. wgtc.com. Is that what it is? What's the website?
It's westgatech.edu.
That is a better one than the one I made up. Well, we're going to take our first break here, ladies. Time right now is 8:43. We'll come back and continue our conversation on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Community Voice Program.
Travel, get-togethers, Sunday morning worship. COVID-19 has almost put a stop to our way of life. Vaccination is our best shot at getting back to normal. The COVID-19 vaccine is based on more than a decade of research. Trials show it's safe and can provide up to 95% protection when you've received both doses. Tanner is committed to making the vaccine as widely available as possible, giving you a shot at getting back to life. Until then, keep wearing your mask, washing your hands, and avoid gatherings. Learn more and get updates at tanner.org/vaccine.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our daily schedule includes convocation, prayer, and the Pledge of Allegiance. By doing so, we build a family-like community where all students grow and flourish and personal faith is encouraged. Through community service and a historical approach to biblical study, our students are taught the value of the warrior way, honesty, respect, and responsibility. Oak Mountain Academy, we are a family creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
Time right now is 8:43. Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice Program here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3, also streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. I'm your host this morning, Colin Worthington. Our guests are with West Georgia Technical College, Kimberly Fisher and Hannah Lyons. Both are admissions counselors and getting ready to be a busy season for them as a virtual open house is coming up on March the 1st. It'll last through the 18th of April. The virtual open house, does that mean that you're going to have meetings every night, or is there a pre-produced, is there a production that'll be showing as far as the virtual open house?
Yeah, there'll be like a pre-production video and registration for that event lasting through that whole month and a half. So it'll be already ready and ready to go.
Okay, so after we watch that, what's the process for admissions? How does that work?
Yeah, so it's usually a little video and it tells about West Georgia Technical College and all of the stuff that we're actually talking about today. You go through the video and then it tells you to do the application. So you kind of wave through that area of having to pay the $25, but you still complete the online application. And then once we get that, we go through the admissions process with that at that point.
Mm-hmm. And then what is that process? What is that?
Yeah, so obviously we do have a one-time fee of the $25, but if they attend any of those events that we just spoke about, that'll be waived. And we do need official high school transcripts for most of our programs. The only one that's not needed is for CDL, which is the commercial truck driving. But with every other program, we do need a high school transcript or GED. And then also we need documentation of lawful presence. That one's kind of a tricky one. So simply put, we usually say a birth certificate or a driver's license, a passport, anything like that to show that they're lawfully present in the United States. That is needed. And also if students attend, if they come in as a transfer student and they're wanting previous college credits, we do ask that, you know, they have those sent over. That way our registrar department can evaluate those to see if anything transfers over to help them with the program they choose here. Right now, because of COVID, we are not testing. So the testing requirement that's usually required as far as SAT, ACT, Accuplacer, stuff like that, it's actually been omitted through this season. So we won't be testing for summer or fall. So that's a plus for those students don't want to test. So.
Sure. 8:47 right now. Speaking with Kimberly Fisher and Hannah Lyons, admissions counselors with West Georgia Technical College. You guys have something coming up, which I imagine could be a pretty cool recruiting tool. You have a new Carroll campus that I think is going to open maybe in fall of 2022. What do you guys know about that? Have you already been able to pick out your offices and things like that?
Yeah, so exciting news that we're super happy about. The current Carroll campus is being completely replaced. We're going to be right down the road from where we are now. It's going to be near the university end of the bypass in the Buffalo Creek Technology Park. And so if you can ride by there, you can kind of look down the entrance drive. I know it's kind of blocked off and there's some trees around, but you actually see steel that's already going up. So that's super exciting. And all of the programs that we currently have on our Carroll campus, they're going to be moving into that campus. And also we're adding some programs, which is super exciting because I know we get this a lot, but it's actually going to be within the construction industry. So we're going to have plumbing and carpentry. So if you think about it, those are booming careers that are, you know, ongoing today. So we're pretty excited about that.
So there'll be two big buildings, right?
Yeah, so we'll have two very large buildings. One is going to be a three-story classroom and administrative building, and the other building will service our trade and industrial programs, and we will also have a new driving range for our CDL program, so that's really cool.
Yeah, that's so we're already seeing some things. We're already seeing a little bit of the building going up right now as you drive past on the bypass, and I think fall of 2022, is that when they, I guess, it's going to be open for classes?
Yep, that's the plan. And currently right now, you know, we don't know what will happen to our current location. So you can just stay tuned for that a little bit later. But everything from our current location will be completely moving.
I remember when you guys were talking about moving, I can't remember if it may have been back to Skip Sullivan or, you know, one of the other presidents. I remember just saying landlocked is what we are at this point because they wanted to expand. I mean, they just wanted to be able to add more things for that university, but there's no place else to grow.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So it's going to be super exciting. So hopefully the plan is, and weather permitting, the new location will open the fall of 2022.
When you do talk to students and they're applying, what are there courses? And I know you don't want to admit if there's something that you guys don't have that people want, but is there something unique that maybe could be in the future for WGTC? Somebody's asked and said, hey, have you ever considered this program? I mean, are you privy to any of those conversations in the school?
We're not really sure. Our Ben Chambers in our PR department. He's typically the one that has those insights before us, but hopefully so. Like right now, we just know that we're getting those construction industry programs. So maybe in the near future, they'll bring in some other stuff as well.
Yeah, what are maybe in the need at the time.
Right.
But yeah, definitely growing and, you know, wanting to expand what we offer.
And I imagine that's key. I mean, the school watching the jobs, you know, watching the jobs that are needed and the jobs that are exploding. And try to accommodate that through WGTC. You did talk about some IT programs, cybersecurity and network. How about those? Are we seeing a big turnout, big students show up for those courses?
Yeah. So some of our IT programs, such as cybersecurity, it's 100% online. So a lot of times we'll have those working adults or students that, you know, may have to work during the day, so their schedule doesn't permit when those classes are offered. So especially that one, it's highly sought after because it is 100% online. So students are kind of going into that field. We do have like networking and computer systems and stuff. It's not always offered on our campus. Some of those are offered at like Douglas and the LaGrange campus. So as far as Carrollton goes, I mean, we see a lot of the, you know, skill trades and mainly like accounting and early childhood is the popular one on our campus. So it just mainly depends. But those are, you know, growing, I would think.
Mm-hmm. I think every year I see a new articulation agreement that you guys have signed. You mentioned the articulation agreements earlier on in the program. But what are some examples of the universities and the courses that you know, that the universities are recognizing at WGTC that you could transfer to those colleges if you want to?
Yeah, we offer general business, general studies with concentrations in like business, psychology, biology, sociology. Those are transferable. We also have a registered nursing program that's transferable to University of West Georgia. Mm-hmm. And then our early childhood program, that actually, we have an articulation agreement with Mercer. So that's exciting as well.
But basically, like if you just want to get started with us and take those core classes, the general business will be your best bet to be transferable to a lot of those universities. So a lot of people go in doing that if they're unsure or undecided, because we don't offer an undecided major or anything like that. So that's the one that we suggest for students to go into.
Sure.
So, yeah. At that moment.
Time right now is 8:53. Before we do go to our break, have you guys ever had the situation where you had a parent and, maybe a high school graduate sit down with you and both of them wanted to attend courses at WGTC?
Yeah. We actually have that more than you think, and which is kind of cool if you think about it, because they're kind of on the same pathway, kind of wanting to better themselves. Never had the parent and the student want to go into the same program, but we have helped, you know, a variety of different situations in that. So sometimes the students just need that push from the parents. So the parents are like, well, I think I want to take some classes as well. So that always helps. But yeah, typically we do have that. I know, speaking, this is Kimberly, but I speak to a lot of working adults other than my high school, you know, seniors that I talk with. And so they always start out the conversation with them wanting to go back to school. But then at the end, we kind of talk about their children. So it kind of, you know, grasps them in too to see if they're interested as well.
Yeah. And it goes back to just having a wide variety of programs being offered, you know, that fits in, you know, the box of, you know, 18-year-olds to 60-year-olds. So that's a really cool thing about West Georgia Tech, is that we offer and have that ability for, you know, a lot of different types of students.
Absolutely. All right, time right now is 8:54. We're going to wrap up our conversation with Kimberly Fisher and Hannah Lyons, admissions counselors with West Georgia Technical College. We'll wrap up the program here with about 5 minutes left after this break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System, Oak Mountain Academy. Here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
Travel, get-togethers, Sunday morning worship. COVID-19 has almost put a stop to our way of life. Vaccination is our best shot at getting back to normal. The COVID-19 vaccine is based on more than a decade of research. Trials show it's safe and can provide up to 95% protection when you've received both doses. Tanner is committed to making the vaccine as widely available as possible, giving you a shot at getting back to life. Until then, keep wearing your mask, washing your hands, and avoid gatherings. Learn more and get updates at tanner.org/vaccine.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our academic excellence shines through innovation and a personalized educational experience. Our pre-K 3 through 12th grade environment offers a family-oriented atmosphere. We are an independent school with faith-based values and an academy honor code. Our academic standards prepare our students for college and beyond. I'm Patrick Duran, headmaster, inviting you to visit us on the mountain or at oakmountain.us. Come see how our warriors are creating legacies.
All right, time right now is 8:55. Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3. This morning on our program, speaking with a couple of representatives from West Georgia Technical College, Kimberly Fisher and Hannah Lyons. Both are admissions counselors, and this is the admissions season. They've got a virtual event coming up on March 1st. And as we do end the program here, just want to remind everybody about that. So, yeah, tell us what we can expect, where we have to go to be part of this virtual open house. And again, I mean, are you not meeting people in person at all for admissions this year?
Oh, yes. Our campuses are open, so if they want to come and speak with us, we'll be more than happy to speak with them. Our business hours typically are Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then on Fridays from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. So Hannah or I are usually always here around those hours, so they can come in. But as far as if they come in, of course, if they want to do the application, if that event's happening, we usually refer them to that event, going on to avoid that $25 fee.
Yeah. And again, these registrations for these upcoming virtual events will be posted on our social media and website for registration. So please, you know, stay tuned to those outlets and get registered. So they should be posting pretty soon.
Very cool. Again, virtual open house from March the 1st through April the 18th. It's a virtual senior night, which is March the 24th and April the 28th, and then a virtual parent night on April the 21st. And again, you can get all that information on the WGTC social media. Ladies, we got about a minute here. You want to say anything? You want to say hi to mom or your kids or something as we wrap up the program?
Hey, mom.
Yeah. Hey, dad.
Hey to our husband.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it and getting our word out with our exciting upcoming events and, you know, our new campus. So you can, like I said, you can stop by anytime or give us a call. Our number is 844-280-0100, or you can email me at hannah.lyons@westgatech.edu.
And then you can also reach me at that number Hannah just said, or you could email me at kimberly.fisher@westgatech.edu. We also have a cool feature, a texting feature, so that they can also text us. I know texting's popular in today's society. So my number for them to reach out via text is 706-890-7360.
And mine is, this is Hannah, 706-873-9782.
Fabulous. Kimberly Fisher and Hannah Lyons, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Voice.
Thank you so much.
And the Zoom stayed up the whole time. I thought I was going to be limited to like 40 minutes or something like that, but it didn't disconnect. And it's like, oops, no, there it goes. It did disconnect.
Good.
Thank you, ladies. We appreciate you talking with us this morning.
Yes, thanks so much. Have a good one.
You as well. And thank you for listening to this morning's Community Voice program here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3. Right now, stay tuned for national headlines, followed by your local news. And then Glenn Beck is on the air from 9 o'clock until noon. Again, beautiful weather today for Wednesday and Thursday. Could see 70 degrees this week before rain is back in the forecast just in time for the weekend.